Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Answer Man. I am Bobby Cool, Daddy Slick Brees, and you're probably wondering what is going on based on the title of this episode. So, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've been going through the pros and cons, actually literally writing down the pros and cons of some changes that I've decided to make. And I've even done some research as far as following other people that podcast, other influencers, content creators, to find out if this move is something I should do. And I finally came to the decision that this is the move I want to do. So what's happening with Disc Golf Answer Man? So as you, if you've been listening for a while, or if you're brand new, if you just started listening to the Disc Golf Answer Man, you know that the last couple of years, it's been going through some changes, through some ups and downs. And first of all, I want to thank, if you've been listening since the beginning, 2014, thank you so much. Thank you to Eric McCabe for jumping in on this and helping me create this podcast, and all the people that have been on, Robert McCall, Jeremy Rusko. And then, then I would have different guests on the show. And when I started working for Dynamic Discs, it became part of the marketing channel, a marketing platform from Dynamic Discs. And then when I left Dynamic Discs, because it was something I created, I kept the name and kept the podcast, kept the audience, kept the Facebook group and everything, and tried to keep it going and keep things rolling. And it's been hit and miss. It's really been hit and miss. And so I finally came to the decision there need to be a change. We're going to, I always think of the software term because I'm used to working in software, but we're going to sunset Disc Golf Answer Man. We're going to say goodbye to the Disc Golf Answer Man. It was really started as a way for people to, as disc golf was gaining in popularity and getting into mainstream, people had lots of questions about how do I improve my putting? How do I get better distance? How to, you know, different questions. And a lot of it was to get asked questions about dynamic disc. Once I started working for Dynamic Disc and it really became a dynamic disc thing, there was really a lot of questions about dynamic discs, Westside and Latitude. And then it was kind of a way for us to use it as a means to put out information about what was going on at Dynamic Disc. But then the questions started becoming repetitive, and that's something we joked about, we talked about. I've even had to get people give me feedback that there's just the same questions over and over again. And we still kept going with it, the question format. Even after I left Dynamic Disc, still kind of kept with the question format. When I had pros on here, they were able to answer questions. But even then, it was still kind of very similar questions to the... So the question format kind of went away as it needed to, because it just wasn't new information for a lot of people. But I still love doing the podcast format. And so I kept going with it after Dynamic Disc. And like I said, I've been hit and miss. And I just made the decision after a lot of research and a lot of thinking, a lot of writing pros and cons of, I've decided to let go of Disc Golf Answer Man. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing podcasting. Okay, I love this format. I love podcasting. I watch so many people on YouTube that do video podcasting, and I listen to so many podcasts that I love this format. I love this way of reaching out to people that follow my journey and connecting with you guys. So I'm going to continue to do this, even though my audience is much smaller than it was when I was with Dynamic Disc, which I knew that would happen, but I'm still going to continue to do this. So what's going to happen now? Well, what I've noticed is, and this is something I've always taught players when I worked at Dynamic Discs, and I would work with players and their social media, was that you are a brand. Whether you try to put your brand out there or not, think of your brand as just a different word or different way of saying reputation. Before social media, whatever reputation you had at school, at work, among your friends, that in a sense is your brand. That's what you put out there, whether it be good or bad. But with social media, it's now kind of, it becomes your brand. And I'm sure you follow some influencers where you either listen to their advice, you don't listen to their advice, you buy the products that they talk about, or you don't. But still, you listen to influencers. Now, I'm not talking Kim. When you talk about the upper crazy influence, yes, you're talking Kim Kardashian, you're talking the Logan brothers and things like that. But whatever you put out on social media is your brand. And what I've noticed is, my brand has become just me, not just Disc Golf Answer Man, not just Cool Daddy Slick Breeze, not just now Cool Daddy Disc Golf, not just the guy that worked at Dynamic Discs. A lot of times people say, aren't you the guy in the video at Dynamic Discs? People message me and tell me they love watching my journey. When I post motivational stuff, when I post health stuff, when I post stuff about disc golf, they enjoy the journey. They enjoy listening to my journey. And I started noticing that I was, my focus was scattered among different channels and different think platforms that I use. Okay. So there's Clash Disc, who is in a sense a client of mine because I'm doing social media freelancing. Now they're my sole client because I'm helping them grow in the US and I have goals and aspirations with that brand. I have that. So I still do their social media. I still help with their Instagram, their Facebook, their newsletters, their website, edit some of their videos. Well, no, I edit all their videos except for the ones that were done overseas. But any other video you see on their YouTube channel is something I've had a part in, either filmed it or edited it. So I do that for them. But now I've got this Cool Daddy Disc Golf thing going on, and I'm growing an online store, and I'm growing the warehouse section, or a distribution channel, distribution network for it, right? And so I started doing that. And so then I have Clash Disc has its social media platforms that I take care of as a client. Then I have Cool Daddy Disc Golf that I have now its social media platforms that I need to keep active and keep going. And then I have Disc Golf Answer Man that was kind of a segment out there that, it had its own TikTok, its own Instagram, and its own Facebook. Now, when I was doing social media for, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but I did social media for Whale Sacks, for Ideo Sports, for Disc Golf Strong, for a Revel Strength, which is a strength and conditioning store, a gym here in Tulsa. And then Clash came along. And things were going pretty good. But once Clash came along and said, hey, we want you to be our U.S. guy, our guy in the U.S. that helps us grow, I saw that as an opportunity to really get a hold of and focus on it. And so it started affecting my work with the other companies, and we came to a mutual agreement that, hey, I want to be able to give you the top quality stuff, but I can't do that and do this other focus that I have. So it isn't that can't handle multiple social media platforms, but I feel like my energy, my focus is spread out so much. Why not hone it into one, or at least hone it a little bit more so that the energy goes into it and it can flourish even better. So what I've decided to do is Disc Golf Answer Man Instagram. I'm not going to delete it, at least not yet, but I'm not going to post to it anymore. Disc Golf Answer Man TikTok, Disc Golf Answer Man YouTube, Disc Golf Answer Man Instagram, and Facebook page. I'm going to now push all that stuff to my main personal stuff, which is Uncle Bobby Jr. I can't get rid of Uncle Bobby Jr. because that's just a nickname I've had. My cousins gave that nickname to me since I was little. So I've always thought it was cool, kind of Uncle Bobby Jr. Just kind of feels like a caring, you know, good old Uncle Bobby Jr. take care of you. So, because what I've noticed, and I was talking about the whole brand thing, is that has become my brand. In other words, people not only enjoy the journey I have going on with disc golf. They also enjoy the health and motivation. They enjoy the other things that I have, the pickleball. I have people commenting about pickleball. They love watching the funny stuff I do with pickleball. And so it's all going to be under one umbrella for that part. Clash Disc is going to be its own thing. Now, of course, I'm a representative of Clash Discs. I'm pushing Clash Disc. I'm selling Clash Disc. But that's still, Clash Disc is going to be under its own umbrella. And I'm thinking like a compartmentalizing, putting things in compartments. Clash Discs, get these. I have this to-do stuff with Clash Disc. This is what I'm going to do when I work on Clash Disc. But then I'm going to come over here and I'm going to work on Cool Daddy Disc Golf under this umbrella. So you're going to start, if you follow me on the YouTube channel for Disc Golf Answer Man, and I'm going to post something that tells people to move over, it's all that stuff is now going to move over to youtube.com/UncleBobbyJr. All the little reels and things are going to move over to instagram.com/UncleBobbyJr. TikTok, Uncle Bobby Jr. TikTok, Uncle Bobby Jr. That way I don't have content that is very much related in that it's my journey. It's all going to be under one brand, one name. Okay. Now it's going to be kind of like, I'm still Cool Daddy Slick Breeze. I have Cool Daddy Disc Golf and I'm Uncle Bobby Jr. on socials, but the links, that won't matter as much as the links whenever I link stuff or post stuff. So that's kind of a long-winded way of saying that I am consolidating, making a few changes, and I want you guys part of the journey, and I've enjoyed you having part of the journey. So over the next month or two, you may notice, you may not notice. You may think, okay, cool, whatever, Bobby. Do you. But you're going to notice that things that normally would have the Disc Golf Answer Man logo, like the podcast feed, will now have the Cool Daddy Disc Golf logo on it. No more Disc Golf Answer Man. Now, anything out there, I'm going to obviously maintain discgolfanswerman.com and anything related, because then I want it to redirect to the Cool Daddy Disc Golf. But it's going to have the logo Cool Daddy Disc Golf. Now, there's a lot of things. I've written down everything that I think I need to have done, but I'm sure there's going to be some stuff I miss. But that's what's happening with Disc Golf Answer Man. It's been awesome. The Disc Golf Answer Man has been amazing. I have people, when I would go to events, they'd say, yo, Disc Golf Answer Man. So I've always loved it, but sometimes things just got to change to continue to moving forward, to continue to progress. Sometimes you got to let things go, or you've got to change or redirect certain things. So that's what's going on. Now, all that being said, in order to get this going, what I need you to do is, if you're subscribed to youtube.com/discgolfanswerman, if you're subscribed to our Disc Golf Answer Man YouTube channel, I need you to move over to youtube.com/UncleBobbyJr. And I'll put all these links in the description of this podcast. And in order to encourage you and excite you to do this, I'm going to be giving stuff away. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking it's going to take about a month or so. So I'm going to give myself till August 31st to get all this done. All right, that gives me a little bit more than a month to get all of this done. Things, URLs moved over. It shouldn't take too long, but I'm sure there'll be some things I forget. What am I going to give away? I've got some Trilogy discs that are either brand new, never thrown. They definitely don't have any writing on them. Maybe thrown once or twice. When I was with Dynamic Discs, you know, they gave us discs to test out, and I would test it out. And if I decided that I wasn't going to put it in my bag, it just ended up in a box or on a rack. So they're perfectly good discs. So I'm going to give away 10 discs to 10 people, and I'm going to give away, do you see right behind me? If you're listening on audio, you're not going to be able to tell. So you're going to have to probably go to my Instagram or some other place to see it. But I have a Class Disc Copa. I believe it's pronounced Copa or Kappa. Kappa? Copa? It's a full-on, brand-new disc golf backpack bag. I'm going to give this away August 31st. I'm going to give myself. Now, in order to qualify, you've got to do a little bit of something for me. Because that's an expensive bag. That's a high-quality premium bag. Those things, I believe, go for like $399, right? And so, what I'd like for you to do for me, for you putting up with me making these changes, is I need you to subscribe to me on YouTube. So go to youtube.com/UncleBobbyJr. Subscribe. Go to instagram.com/UncleBobbyJr. Follow me. Okay? Go to cooldaddydiscgolf.com. Go to the very down to the bottom. Subscribe to my newsletter. Three things. I just need you to do three things. 10 of you will get a disc. One of you will get a Class Disc Disc Golf backpack bag. So super excited about that. But yeah, so in my mind, it made sense, because on Facebook, I have almost 7,000 followers. Whereas on the Disc Golf Answer Man page, I don't know if there's maybe 1,100 followers. On Instagram, I have about 5,100 followers. on the Disc Golf Answer Man Instagram, I have maybe 1,000. That was my thinking, is why am I putting energy toward Disc Golf Answer Man? You know, now you're thinking, Bobby, you could have grown it, you could have helped it grow, but it's like my personal stuff is growing. And it's now no longer, let's just face it, because I was even looking at my old, I have like 4 or 5 YouTube channels. I tried to make one, I made one for my dog. I made one way back in the day that I'd forgotten the login, so it's out there. Has like my old pug videos and cat videos, drone videos. I made one for Cool Daddy Slick Breeze, and I put some stuff out there when I was experimenting with videos. But the Uncle Bobby Jr. YouTube channel has, back when I was doing the marathon running, back when I was had planned to move out and live footman, when I was married, me and my wife were going to go live full-time in an RV, and I was going to travel for disc golf. So I vlogged about that. I documented that. I also had a podcast called Living the RV Life, which actually was getting pretty popular in the RV world, but we decided not to get an RV. So how are you going to do a podcast about living in an RV if you don't have an RV? And my weight loss journey. So I've documented my life. Now, some of you might go, Bobby, that's dangerous. And it probably is. There might be some not so good things about that, but that's what I've done. It's always, social media has allowed me to be who I am today and to create the persona and create my brand that it is right now. And I want to continue to do that because I want to continue to use the marketing power that is social media, because I still think it's a powerful platform to get your message out there, and it's just going to keep getting more powerful. And it does feel like, not to sound egotistical, but it almost sounds like, it almost feels like, because the big thing that they used to say a lot is find your niche, right? Well, disc golf is my niche, right? But now my niche is like me. That sounds bad. I'm not the niche, but the niche of people following my journey because they relate to me and connect with me on disc golf, or because of pickleball, or because of my motivational stuff, or because of my healthy lifestyle stuff, all that's wrapped into one thing, which is me. And so, like I said, I'm going to get more focused on one platform, one brand of platform. So everything Uncle Bobby Jr. Cool? Okay, so that's that on that. And I'll be talking about it a little bit more as the time goes by. Now, what happens to this podcast? I still want to do interviews. I still have plans to have Tyler Brickley on here. I don't know if it'll be an every week thing, like we'll turn it into a thing, or it'll be a show that we do every couple weeks. But it's definitely something that he has said he's very interested in doing, where we'll do disc golf commentary. Now, we probably won't talk a lot about tournaments per se, because there's high quality, awesome podcasts out there that go over disc golf tournaments, what's going on in the pro tour and things like that. Now, if there's something that's super topical, I may talk about. Now, there's one going on right now that I am not sure I want to talk about just because it is so heated, but you know what I'm talking about. You know the issue that's going on right now. If you do anything following disc golf, you know what's going on. Maybe I'll touch on it one time. I don't know. Now, maybe some people. Now, I have had people in the past where we've talked about it, where I've gotten feedback to, you know, I appreciate you, Bobby. I appreciate your perspective, but I don't listen. I use disc golf as a way to get away from that stuff. So I appreciate when you don't touch on those type topics. So maybe it's something that while you're listening, you're thinking, oh, I'm so thankful that I can just have fun and listen to Bobby rant on about other stuff other than the polarizing topics that are going on. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so I'm going to have Tyler. I am still reaching out to disc golf store owners, people that are in the disc golf business, to do interviews. I'll still keep you updated on what's going on with Class Discs. I'll still keep you updated on what's going on with Cool Daddy Disc Golf and my journey of creating an online store. I'll have more of a focus to work, because I kept thinking, I want to do some like short reels vlogs showing. I literally have in my apartment is half apartment, half warehouse. I mean, it's small. It's 3 racks, but it's literally racks of discs. And I thought it'd be fun to share that, because when I go to my YouTube channel and I look back at the past, and I think, man, I'm so glad I documented that because it's really cool to see the progress that has happened. And that would be awesome. When I have that huge warehouse here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, selling class discs, it'll be great to be able to look back and see back in the day when I was selling class discs out of an apartment. So I'm super excited about that. So anyway, so I'm going to keep documenting, and I kept thinking, where do I put that? Do I put it on Cool Daddy Disc Golf? Do I put it in Disc Golf Angelman? Do I put it on Uncle Bobby Jr.? So it's all going to go now on Uncle Bobby Jr. And it'll make more sense as time progresses, okay? No, I'm still going to have a Cool Daddy Disc Golf Instagram because I know a lot of people like to just be able to know when the new disc is coming out. They want to know about a pretty disc, and so I'll maintain that, right? But it's also going to be shared with Uncle Bobby Jr. on Instagram and on YouTube. All right, so let's talk about the update with Cool Daddy Disc Golf. Oh, no, before we go, one more thing. So I do have a Disc Golf Answerman Facebook group that has about 11,000 members. Now, when I look at the analytics, it really is about 4,000 to 5,000 active members of people that you guys look at it, you look at links, people talk on it. That's going to stay there because that's I still want to have a Cool Daddy Disc Golf community, but you're going to notice some changes in branding. In other words, the logo is going to change. The banner is going to change. We're still going to be talking. Now, it's not going to become a Class Discs community. There's already a Class Disc fan community. Look for that on Facebook if you want to follow that. There's already a Class Disc buy, sell, trade Facebook group. This is just a community where I want to talk about disc golf. I ask questions out there. People ask questions. People give advice and things like that. I'm going to maintain that, but it's not going to become a Class Disc community. Class Disc is open bag for their players, so the group is going to be open bag. We can talk about any disc you want to talk about. Just don't be surprised if I talk about Class Disc more than I talk about other brands, but I don't care what brand you talk about. We're going to keep that, okay? All right, now on to some updates. So the warehouse... No, I'm sorry. The wholesale side of things is building, which is fantastic. I've had so many big orders. Well, big for me. I've had so many orders. It's just, I'm so thankful, blessed, and it just feels great that this is starting to happen. Slowly but surely, it's starting to happen. I'm having more stores. What I'm doing is literally I'm going to UDisc stores. They have a listing for disc golf stores, finding out their contact info, learning a little bit about their social media, their website, seeing if they have Class Disc, and then emailing them. Hey, I noticed you guys don't carry Class Disc, but you have a great selection of other discs. Are you interested in Class Disc? Can I answer any questions you have about Class Disc? If I notice they have Class Disc, I want to say, hey, great. What is Class Disc doing in your area? Are people asking for it? Are you even, do you need a restock? What can I do to help Class Disc grow in your market? Because that's all I want. I just want to help Class Disc grow. I want to help you be successful. Your success is my success because the more Class Discs you have in your store, the bigger the brand grows and the bigger we all can do, we can reach our goals, the closer we are to our goals, right? The cool thing is that the most feedback I've gotten is, yes, I've heard of Class Disc. Yes, people are actually coming in asking about Class Disc. And man, I love the naming that you give to Class Disc. So that's always really cool. So that's great. So that's great to get that feedback. Now, I have had a couple stories that say, we've tried Class Disc. It's just not really big in our area. And they feel like it's a little bit on the more expensive side. And it is. Class Disc is on the higher tier of plastic. Now, that's because their plastic is premium plastic. I've been around premium plastic, and their plastic, in fact, it seems like that's the first thing people say is, man, that plastic feels really good, because it is. Guys, you have to remember that Timo, the guy that started, has close connections with people that worked at Nokia when they did plastics, when they had plastic phones, right? So the plastic and the forming of plastic is something that they have a connection with, and they know how to have a resource to finding top quality plastic. And that is top quality. And it comes at a premium. But I get it. Some markets just don't like it. They don't want to spend that much money on a disc. I totally get it. At one time, I thought I wasn't going to spend a lot of money on a pickleball paddle, and I just dropped, should I even tell you? I dropped $333 on a pickleball paddle. Selkirk 006. I love that paddle. So good. Am I a better pick? I've only played it one time, played with it one night, and I did notice a difference on my drop shots. More control on my drop shots. Now I've got to get more confident with it and get more spin on it. Anyway, I digress. So I'm not saying you have to spend premium on a disc, but if you want premium quality plastic that is going to take a beating, then Calestis has that premium. So I get it, but I'm not, if your market's just not there for Calestis, I totally get it. So anyway, so I've been sending out these emails just random on Facebook Messenger, Instagram messages, and an email, and it's been great so far. So I love that. I did get a big supply of vanillas in, and those have sold quick. I hope you guys have tried vanillas. You need to try vanilla. If you are a beginner I could see an advanced player benefiting from vanilla. You need to try the vanilla. I still got some on sale at the store. I still have some ready for wholesale. But go to your local store, and if they sell Calestis, make sure they have vanilla. Ask for vanilla, because it's going to be on the level of Wild Honey in my eyes as far as a top seller. It is so far on some of the reports I've seen from other disc golf stores. Vanilla's been one of the top sellers. The one that's coming out this Friday, July 28th, is Cinnamon. And those have gone pretty good as far as wholesale. We'll see how they do on retail. I really feel like they're going to do really great. Taylor Noriega, who lives out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has his own YouTube channel, Taylor Noriega Disc Golf. He did a review on the Cinnamon. He basically took it out to a local course, threw it on a 9-hole course, did a little Cinnamon 9-hole challenge, and by the end of it, he said he was in love with the Cinnamon. He really likes that disc. So check that out. Again, I'll put some links in the description so you can watch that if you'd like. So things are going good. Fantastic. Now, things aren't flying out the door, because I've got to build. That's the thing, is that I've got to build some awareness for me selling. I got to build my awareness for distribution to smaller stores. But it'll happen. And I just got to keep pumping through. And so, I appreciate you guys following the story on this. All right. Now, on to some of your thoughts from polls and questions that I put out there. From time to time, I'll put questions out on the Facebook group. And this time, I decided to put it out on Reddit, on the Disc Golf Reddit, to see if I'd get any good feedback. And what it was is, as I was, like I told you, I was researching whether I should change, get rid of Disc Golf Anchorman and consolidate and focus more on the Uncle Bobby Jr. Cool Daddy Disc Golf side. I was looking at some goals that I had reached with followers and things like that. And in my mind, I was like, where are we at in the summer? Because that really dictates a lot of things with disc golf is the season. Right. And I did some research and I found out we're about at the halfway point of 2023 summer. Right. So I was like, have I reached my goal by now? And then what adjustments do I need to make for the end of 2023? Because in my mind, there's summer and then you kick into fall, back to school, and you get ready for the holidays. And that's another time that disc golf goes up is the holiday season, because disc golf is gifts that people want to get. They want to buy stuff for the holidays for disc golf. So I thought, do I need to make any adjustments? So I thought, well, let me ask some other people. So I did. I posted on Reddit. I said, we are about the halfway through summer 2023. Have you reached your disc golf goals, and have you got to play as much as you wanted, and how do you plan to finish up the rest of summer 2023? And I got quite a few comments. One guy says, Meaty Loaf, no, I have not reached my goal, but gotten closer. Nor have I had a chance to play as much as I'd like. As for what the rest of the summer holds, hopefully more disc golf. Got a tournament next weekend that I have had virtually no time to prep for, but I also tend to play decent cold. Professor Fisk says, my goal is to improve my form from useless and prone to injuries to smooth and more healthy so that my 44-year-old butt can even continue to play more years ahead. It's going in the correct direction, but finally fixing my form that has been whacked since 1993 is not an easy task. Guys, there's something that I've learned about pickleball, and I learned more about disc golf, and it's something I preached all the time. And even that's why one of the things I loved with working with Disc Golf Strong, because it allowed me to put it out there about my thoughts on health and physical fitness and things like that as far as activity levels with disc golf. And I'm starting to learn that with pickleball as well, is that if I go to a pickleball night and I don't stretch a bit or warm up, I feel it. And I notice that I don't react as quick and I tire out a little bit faster. And the same thing with disc golf. If I don't warm up my shoulder will start getting, I've got a little twitch or something in my shoulder that I have to really warm up before my weightlifting in the morning and before my disc golf playing, because otherwise it's going to hurt that evening or the next day. And so as you get older, you have to, even the you young guys, your body snaps back and can take it a little bit more, but the more you take care of yourself now, the better years down the road your body's going to be for it. So please, I urge you, even if it's just a casual 18-hole round stretch, go to discgolf.strong.com. He's got all kinds of free stuff. There's a bunch of videos that I made, that he made, that I edited for him, that just all kinds of information on stretches and activities you can do and things you can do, warm-ups you can do to make sure that you're, not only do you feel okay playing that day, but that you can play as much as you want, and years down the road, your body still can handle playing an 18-hole round, or if you're playing a tournament, a two-day or a three-day tournament where you're playing like three or four rounds. That's a lot of throwing. A lot of hard throwing when you're playing like two and three rounds. So guys, make sure you take care of your body. Jawhor says, after a 7-year hiatus, my goal was basically to play as much as I could and see if I was capable of pushing into MPO by the end of the season. At age 36, it's been an exercise in learning the importance of taking care of my body, consistently stretching. Like I said, guys, get enough quality sleep. Yes, sleep. That's something I need to do more of. And staying hydrated, as anything I could do on the course to improve. I'm happy to say I've more or less achieved the goal. Nice. So the next goal is to get a podium finish in the big local A tier at AM1 in the middle of September before making the jump. That's awesome. That's awesome. I love seeing that you guys have goals. And that's something that I'm working on myself, is that like with the Clash discs and the online store and the wholesale, I've really had to envision, and something I work right now, I have a mindset coach I'm working with. And right now we're working on image and self-image, and then seeing things. Like he had me work on an exercise where what were some of my goals? And one of the goals was to be successful with Clash discs. Well, yeah, that's kind of way out there in the air. Well, of course, I want to be successful. What does that look like? So I literally had to answer 7 questions, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called the 7 layers of why or something like that. So what you do is you ask yourself, you write your goal, be successful with Clash Disc. Well, why do you want to be successful with Clash Disc? Because I want to be able to have a great income. Why do you want a great income? So I can have a nice house, take care of myself, go on vacations. Why do you want to have a nice house and go on vacations? Because I want to enjoy the finer things in life. Why do you want to enjoy the finer things in life? Because I don't want to worry about money. Why don't you want to worry? So it's just like going down and deeper. And then what does it look like to be successful with the classes? That's a whole other exercise. What does it look like to be successful? An online store that does so much per month. A wholesale network that I'm moving so many discs per month. Now, of course, I'm not ready to give my specific numbers. I do have specific numbers in my mind, and maybe I'll share with those later, but I'm trying to give in generalities. Move so many, have so many players I sponsor, have this many players I sponsor, and get specific. And then what is it? And so this helps me visualize, right? And I did that also with a book I was reading called Traction. And I had I was seeing a therapist for a while. I ain't ashamed that I saw a therapist. I was seeing a therapist for a while, and we kind of switched from life stuff to business, because he was a business mindset coach as well. And so we started talking about the book Traction, and I literally had an exercise where I had a 1-year plan, a 3-year goal, and a 10-year projected outlook. And man, it the way my brain thinks, the creativity in my brain, I didn't want to get specific. It was like, if I think it, I'll do it, right? If I just think about it, if I just think, oh, I'll just do whatever it takes to be successful. I'll do whatever it takes. But what does it take to be successful? What specifically does it take? So I put together a 3-year plan. This is it. By the end of 3 years, I want to have a warehouse with this many square footage. And I put down the exact number. I want to be moving this many discs, a specific number. And all of this was based on my experience with Dynamic Discs, loosely. Now, I didn't do any of the logistics. I would be part of board meetings, so I'd hear numbers, but I didn't do any of the logistics, so I knew exactly. But based on the information I had, I would write this stuff down. I would have this many employees, this many full-time, this many part-time employees. My YouTube channel will have this many subscribers by the end of year 3. And then by the 10-year plan was, now what does that look like? And some of that 10-year stuff will change over time. But the whole point is, like, when I set my goals for a year and what I believe it should look like, then it's like, okay, what do I do today to make that 1-year plan happen? What do I have to do right now? That means I have to send emails to stores. That means I have to create YouTube videos to get brand awareness and build my subscriber base. That means I have to make podcast videos or podcast episodes to use it as another channel to get my message out there. So what do I do to get the 1-year plan? And then once I have the 1-year plan, what do I do once I reach that 1 year to hit that 3-year plan? What am I doing now to even hit that 3-year plan? I'm shopping around from looking what the cost of warehouses are in the area. You know, little things like that. And then the 10-year plan, what are the processes I'm doing now so that in the 3-year tenure, when I have employees, I have the processes already in place and I just hand it over to them and I say, here are our processes. Go for it. If you have any questions, let me know. But you shouldn't, because it's all laid out on this paperwork. I literally have written out on Google Sheets what the process will be whenever we receive discs from Finland and whenever we send them out to stores out there. And it's just me. Because part of it, my mind's thinking, well, I know what to do. You bring the disc in, you count them, you inventory them, you list them. And then when people order them, you package them. Well, yeah, I know it because it's me. It's my business and I've been in disc golf. But if I hire somebody out of college and they don't know what to do, am I going to take a lot of time to train them? Well, of course, I'm going to take some time to train them, but I can save time by handing them a sheet of paper that says, this is exactly what you got to do. You don't have to know disc golf to do your job. Because this, all you got to do is follow this paperwork. I literally have those processes written down. Now, will they change over time? A little bit here and there, but I have the structure for it. Anyway, my point is, what was my point? My point was goals. That's what it was. Goals. We're making goals. You set goals to give yourself a direction to go to. And you want to reach those goals, but sometimes you have to pivot. Sometimes you have to change, and the goals might change, but at least you give yourself a direction to go to. You're not just wandering. All right. Another person says, Innocence Destroyer. Boy, some of these Reddit names. I can see massive progress in my game this year. My physical condition and health have limited that progress a lot, but I'm still loving it and have a blast out on the course. So I'm happy. That's awesome. Being happy is good. Chicago Rog says, after never finding the time to play PD sanctioned events last year, my rating was stuck in 2021. So my goal for this season is reaching 900. Last rating update, I was at 989. I'm getting so close. That's great. That's fantastic. So yeah, so if you want to, you can go out to Reddit. You can look under Uncle Bobby Jr. to see more answers there, more feedback there. If you want to give your comments, that's awesome. Or if you want to just be part of that conversation, that'd be great. One guy says, simply, my goal was to have fun throwing some discs. Goal accomplished. If that's your goal, good, that's fantastic. If your goal is to get a certain rating, fantastic. Just make sure that you write out the steps to what it takes. Even as a guy, as simple as my goal was to have fun throwing some discs, what does it take to do that? That means setting aside some time to go out on the weekend and play some disc golf. That means not worrying about your rating. That means not worrying about, not getting so stressed out about not getting the score you think you should be getting at the course. telling yourself, my goal is to have fun. So no matter what happens, I'm just going to have fun. And if you accomplish that goal, that's great. But if your goal is to be 900 rating, what does it take? Does that mean I got to improve my form? That means I got to improve my putting. That means I got to get better at disc selection. If that means I got to practice a certain course so that when I play a tournament, I'm ready to take on that tournament. I don't want to say memorizing the tournament, but you're familiar with the tournament. You've shot so many shots on different holes. You know exactly what to do depending on the wind condition. In other words, don't be so vague with your goal. Write your goals out. And you can accomplish those and head toward that. Ask yourself, this is what I want. Now, what are the steps? What does it take to get there? All right. Well, guys, that's all the time I have for this episode. I appreciate you. If you're still listening, I sure appreciate you. And I appreciate you guys being on the journey with me. And there's so much more that's going to happen. So much more going to go on. This change, I'm excited for. I anticipate being able to create more content, or at least having more focus, or at least it's going to feel like more content on the Instagram and the YouTube channel of Uncle Bobby Jr. because I'm moving some of the content over from Disc Golf Answer Man to here. So even this video is now going to go on Disc Golf Answer Man so that that audience can see this. But then I'm also going to put it on Uncle Bobby Jr. for this particular one just to say, hey, guess what? This is new. Now you can see what's going on here. But remember, follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/UncleBobbyJr. Subscribe. Follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/UncleBobbyJr. Go to cooldaddydiscgolf.com. Sign up for the newsletter. What if you are in all three? Well, I think, yeah, you got to be in at least two of those. At least two of those, and I'm going to check because that Class Disc Golf bag ain't cheap. So you got to put a little bit of work in to get it. But if you got two out of three of those, if I cross-check your name and your username and everything like that, and I find you're on at least two of those three, then your name goes in the hat for that Class Disc. Again, August 31st, so let's grow my channel. So we can do some exciting things with it. And let's keep doing the journey. So for the last time saying, welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Answer Man. I'm Bobby Cool, Daddy Slickface.